Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and a Physic Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 24th day of the month of Iyar and the 39th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aaron Lankry of Beis Medrash Or Chaim in Muncie, New York, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Lankry slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavot, with great honor, Rabbi Lankry.
To my dear brothers and sisters, Achenu B'nai Yisrael, it's an honor and privilege to be here today and to share a few words of Chizuk. My hero in life is King David. My rebbes, my teachers have taught me, the masters have written that first man, Adam HaRishon, who was supposed to live for 1,000 years, after the sin, he realized he needs to rectify himself. And therefore he gave 70 years of his life to a soul that was going to be born many years later. And that was the soul of King David. The Ramchal explains very eloquently that part of the sin of first man was an intellectual equation of how to better humanity by internalizing the fruit of knowledge. And the mistake was that we need to have an emotional connection with God. So therefore, 70 years later, there was a person, many years later, King David awoke and wrote the Tehillim in order to give us an emotional connection. And that's what's going to escort us to one day to the Mashiach. King David, in his personal life, should have been depressed, should have been totally distorted, should have been a wayward child. His own father thought that he was a bastard child. When the prophet came to look for the king, his father didn't even realize that he had a son called David. He was not even an option. That's how distant his father felt of him. His mother had a total different approach. She loved him, endeared him, and constantly gave him strength. In the words of Tehillim that we're going to read today, there's a tradition. There are times that it says, Mizmor LeDavid, and there are times that it says, LeDavid Mizmor. The difference between the two is, there are times that David received divine inspiration, and therefore he was able to write the psalm. And there were times that he had to sing and connect himself in order to get that divine inspiration. When it says Le David Mizmor, then it was given to him. When he had Mizmor, first he had to sing and get himself into the headspace and into the emotion and to connect with Hashem. At that point in time, he was able to evoke the Ruach HaKodesh, the divine inspiration, in order to come and sing and say forward the next psalm. The psalm that we're going to read today, number 23, starts off with Mizmor LeDavid. And he says in this psalm, King David, the secret of to why he had a fantastic self-esteem. Because as long as I'm connected with God, and I'm one with God, I don't care about anybody else in the world. That's healthy. He could be the king even though he was so downtrodden, because he had and an emotional connection with Hashem. He had an emotional connection with God, and that's all he cared about. And therefore, you know, in life, maybe we have experiences with someone that's supposed to be inspiring us, or someone that's supposed to be our mentor, or a parent, or a sibling, or a husband, or a wife, and we don't get the positive vibe that we're searching. Could be it's because they simply have emotional constipation. King David is coming to tell us, no, evoke your emotion. Express your emotion. Connect with Hashem. And that's what our mission is here today. So it's not just about reading a couple of chapters of Tehillim or Psalms, but it's also about being sincere and evoking our emotions within ourselves and connecting with the words so that we can feel an emotional connection with Hashem. So I'm going to read the first chapter, and we have so much to be thankful. We have so much that we need to connect emotionally with Hashem. There's so much challenge in the world that we're living in today. So without any further delay, Mizmor Le David, Adonai ro'i lo yechsa, benodeh sheyarbitzeni, al mei menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yancheni, v'mag leitzedet, l'mai shemo. Gam ki elech b'gei tzalmavet, lo irara, ki ata imadi. Shtecha mishantecha, hema yinachamuni. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, ושמת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב לחסד, ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושפתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. We're going to move on to the next chapter, Psalm 121. And this was sung on the steps of the temple. Shir lamalot, esai nai el harim, ma'ayin yavoiz. Zineim adonai, ose shemayim v'aretz. Al yiten lamot reglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shomer yisun. Adonai shomrecha, adonai tzelcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach v'alayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzedcha uboecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Now we'll move on to the third psalm, 130. Also saying on the steps of the tabernacle, of the Beit HaMikdash that we so yearn to return to. Shir HaMa'alot. Min ma'amakim ra'aticha Adonai. Adonai shim'a b'koli tiyena oznecha kashurot l'chol tachanonai. Im avonot tishmor ya, Adonai mi'yamod. Ki inecha aslicha l'man tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivta nafshi v'lidvarai ochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות. והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. I will continue and say, the משבח לחולים. משבח אותנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה אהרון דוד ושלמה. הוא ירפא את כל חולי עמך ישראל, ובפרט אל נא רפא נא להם. אל נא רפא נא להם. אל נא רפא נא להם. זכות התורה וזכות התהילים שקראנו, וזכות הצדקה שאנחנו ניתן, יהיה לכל חולי עם ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ויחזרם לביתם בריאים ושלמים, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן. I'm going to conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol bet Yisrael hanetumim b'tzara u'b'shiria, ha'omdim ben b'yam u'ben b'yavasha, ha'makom yirachem alehem v'yotzi'em mitzara l'ravacha, v'yafela l'ora, u'mimishivud l'gula, hashta b'gala u'b'zman kariz v'nomar amen. I hope everyone, your prayers will be answered, and I hope that you will take the opportunity to connect with King David, my hero, in a very emotional way, as a medium to connect with Hashem. Have a wonderful day. Tfilatchem tikablu baratzon. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Lankery. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Ilan Soniker of the Congregation Anshei Shalom in West Hempstead, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.